I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, and this is a Studio 2 Extra. With its blue-collar roots and unmistakable accent, Delaware County does not fit neatly into our conception of suburbia. It is a bit of a riddle, and few have decoded that riddle better than screenwriter Brad Inglesby. The Berwyn native brought Delco to the world with his award-winning HBO miniseries Mayor of Easttown in 2021. Starting Sunday, Inglesby is back with another intense, Delco-rooted crime drama, this one called Task, which stars Mark Ruffalo as a priest-turned FBI agent.
If things go terribly wrong, people want to know why God let it happen.
When Inglesby created Mayor, he was living out in sunny California, but he recently returned to his hometown, and I asked him if that made a difference while writing and refining Task.
You know, if I had an idea for where a character lived, I could drive there. If I had an idea for, well, where is this scene going to take place? Let me drive by a diner here. So I think it was easier to access the sense of place. It was a luxury. You know, that's the best part of it, is if I'm ever stumped or I can't think of a setting for a scene, all I got to do is get in my car and drive around a little bit and it'll come to me.
There feels like a fine line between honoring the place that you're writing about, whether it's where you're from or not, yeah, and then being over the top in a way that feels like pandering. I thought you guys did a nice job in Mayor of Easttown, really towing that line. How difficult is that, and how do you go about doing that?
I think it's a great question. I think it always has to come from character, right? Like, you know, is there a moment to add a Wawa reference? Well, if it feels like the character would say it, right? That, and I feel like on set, we have a really good gauge of, okay, is there a moment to do something here that can speak to the area? Let's really kind of stress test that. And also in the edit too, sometimes you do too much and go, man, this is just over the top. There's a couple scenes in Task where we had a guy bringing pizza and he's like, oh, it's Angelo's or something. We're like, so phony. And we're like, there's a couple references. I think I'd be like, oh, I just, you know, there's a pizza place that we wanted to put in there. Oh, it's, I got this from Thunderbirds. Are we gonna? And it felt like we're hammering the nail too much. There's songs playing at the bar that we felt like that's way too Delco for this. Let's do something in the middle. And there's a lot of people from Delco hopefully will watch the show, but the show has to appeal to a much larger audience. And there's going to be lots and lots of people, hopefully, who have no idea what it's like to live in Delco and don't give a crap about the details of Delco. And so we wanted to have, and so it needs to work for them as well. And I think that's an important line that we have to walk, is being able to have it feel specific and also have it be universal.
One of the things that drove home to me the fact that Mayor of Easttown had really hit a nerve culturally and stood out was the SNL skit that was very clearly based on a parody version of Mayor of Easttown.
I know her. It's Owen's dirter.
Dirter?
Did I stir? The dirter's been murdered.
Oh, daughter.
They don't tell you it's happening. And I was on the West Coast, so I was at dinner. And I got out of dinner and I saw all these messages from all my pals back home. And I was like, and then I still had to drive an hour back to Orange County. So I didn't get to watch it till 1 o'clock in the morning, West Coast time. And I thought it was a hilarious skit. I thought they did a wonderful job. And to me, it felt like a victory. It's like, wow, the show that we made is getting out there in a way. It's becoming an event and people are watching it enough that Saturday Night Live is making a parody. It felt like a moment to celebrate, really. And then, you know, I've gone back and watched it recently with my kids and I still laugh at it to this day. I think it's terrific.
Some folks might know you are from a big time basketball family. Your dad is one of the greatest players ever at Villanova and then played the NBA and the ABA. And your brother was a ball player and now is the coach at the University of Delaware. What is the extent of your basketball career? I think you played in high school, right?
That's as far as I got. I think the genes missed me. I didn't get the gene.
Are you being humble or are you really just, you didn't have it?
You know, I played in high school, but I didn't have it. I really didn't. And I love basketball and I loved to play basketball, but I certainly didn't have it in the way that my father did and my brother did. But I played at Carroll and I loved to play and I loved the camaraderie of the team, but I didn't have the ability to go to the next level, you know?
How do you think basketball the drama of basketball influences you as an artist and a creator?
I think that I do have a competitiveness, and I think I get that from my dad. He's a very competitive guy. I just talked to him the other day, and I was just asking him about something, and he's like, I only remember the losses, Brad. All these years later, yes. I don't remember any of the games I won. I only remember the losses, you know? And as a writer, you've got to get up every day and sit in the chair and face a blank page. And it's a different competitive thing, but you need a drive to get you to write the next scene, to, you know, to write the next action sequence. And I think that playing a sport and being competitive in that way, it gets me out of bed. It gets me in the chair. Hey, I've got to write. I've got to get these scenes written. I've got to get them out to production. I've got to send them in for notes. And I think there's a competitiveness in me that I got from my father and that I got from playing basketball. And I still love basketball. I thought I was going to be Magic Johnson. It just wasn't in me. You know, that was my dream as a kid. I didn't dream about becoming a writer. I dreamed about becoming Magic Johnson.
In some ways, you're the point guard as a showrunner, I think, but we'll put that aside. And I think your dad grew up in Delco Springfield Township. Do I have that right?
So that's exactly right. Yep.
I think I see a lot of Springfield in Easttown, and like I haven't had a chance to see Task yet, so I don't know exactly all the locations, but I feel like I see something of the world your dad might have grown up in when I was in Easttown.
Yeah, because when I brought our production designer in for Mayor, Keith Cunningham is our production designer, and my great aunt actually still lives in the house on Saxer Avenue, is where my dad grew up. And so we were shooting Mayor, or we were about to shoot Mayor, I brought our production designer over to my great aunt's house. And I said, look around, have a look around the house, take pictures. I want this to feel like what the interiors of the homes is like. So it's so fun you said that, because that was literally our starting place. It was like, I'm going to go back to Saxer Avenue. I'm going to take Keith into this house, my great aunt Cass's house. And I said, have a look around, take some pictures. I want this to feel like what the show is. So that was our model for a lot of the houses in the show, was to take that street and try to emulate it.
That's an interesting artistic impulse, to be drawn to the texture of the place that your family is from, your dad's from, but it's a little different than the place that you're from. Was it easier to write? And that's a small distinction for some people, but I'm curious for you if that's a big distinction, and there was something about that world that maybe appealed more even than the actual place you grew up.
It's a great question. It's a great question, because I grew up in Chester County, and we grew up in a really nice house, and my dad, you know, he was an insurance salesman and he did well for himself. But even when I felt like we were comfortable, we never lost the blue collar. My dad still carries like hundreds of dollars in his pocket. And I'm always like, Dad, nobody carries cash anymore. and he says, I didn't have any as a kid, Brad. I like how it feels in my pocket. And, you know, even when we lived in Chester County, you know, we never belonged to the country club. You know, we would caddy there. You know, we worked at the country club. I drove the range cart at the country club. I picked up the golf balls. And so I think even when we moved to Chester County and my dad was doing well as an insurance salesman, that way of life, that simple life, was still very, very much a part of us. And my aunts and uncles still live in Broomall, in Drexel Hill, in Havertown. So I have a connection to it. And I think, that Mayor and Task allow those characters that we don't often get to see on screen to have a rich inner life and a rich complexity of spirit and soul that is an appreciation for that community, you know?
That was Brad Inglesby. He is the creator, executive producer, showrunner, and writer of Task, which premieres Sunday on HBO. I'm Avi Wolf-Manarant, and this has been a Studio 2 Extra. Studio 2 is produced by Paige Marie Bessler, Debbie Builder, and Andreas Copes. Al Banks engineered this podcast episode. Mike Schiffler is our visual producer. Our executive producer is Kevin McCory. From Studio 2 at WHYY in Philadelphia, I'm Avi Wolf-Manarant, and thanks so much for joining me. Moving me down the highway, rolling me down the highway, moving ahead so life won't pass me by.